Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have a very important topic to talk about, and that is why there is a need to educate girl child. So why there is a need to educate girls. Now this is the topic asked by one of my listener from New York. So that lady posted me, my listener posted me that mail, and she in that mail she said that Ted, don't you feel like in today's generation, the way we are moving, we must also recommend the girls to be educated. So this was the thing that she wrote in that mail and posted me, and then in the reply I just said that just wait for the tomorrow I will be giving you the answer, and here am I making an episode. So I actually, the question is actually very important. Because see, if you look far back, let's say 100 years ago, or let's say not that much back, let's say if you look 50 years ago, then you will be finding that it was believed by most of the old people that since after class 12th or secondary education, after senior secondary education, they will be directly be marrying somebody, so there is no need to educate them further for, let's say, graduate BTech level or MTech level or BSc, MSc. There are lots and lots of degrees you will be finding, MBA. So there are various degrees and opportunities, but old parents at that time, parents believe that it is not good to invest money on them. Now this was the thinking, this was actually the sickest thinking that one can even think of, but this was a thinking which almost every parent was having in their mind, and that is truly wrong. I will be telling you the reasons right now why that is wrong. Now so first you need to understand that it is highly important to educate our girl child, that means our girls, educate girls. Now one point I was forgetting, that was even in old days you will finding that people were thinking that not even they must also do till we must not educate them till class 12, rather only class 5. You will be finding that some people are just fifth standard pass, some girls are even not seen schools. So this might also be possible that you might be knowing some certain cases, because their parents are having an idea that the worst idea, actually the evil idea, that since they will be directly be becoming householders in the future, then it is not good to invest money on them in their education. And that is the evil reason of firstly that is abortion, that this child abortion is never done to boy. You will be noticing that this term abortion is not done for a boy, it is always done for girls. So this is also happening. Why? Just because of this fickle mentality, that then later she will marry somebody, and then so it's better not to invest money on them in their education, because we have to get dowry, because this is also one evil system, that is dowry system, that you might be knowing in and if you are in any part of the world, that it was being followed. Right now also it's being followed in various countries. So this dowry system, just because of this dowry system, people are thinking that if I'm educating my girl child, then I'm giving money that I will be giving in future to the husband of my daughter. So this is the thing that is happening, as a result of which they are not teaching their girl child. Now one disadvantage that I have told you, not teaching girl, that is abortion. That just because of this reason that they are thinking of abortion, why I get the girl child, and having lots of fear about that, and then thinking of abortion. And the major disadvantage, that is, see, if you are not teaching your girls at the initial stage when they are teenagers, then the term that is used around nowadays, like prostitutes, sex slaves, no, these girls are only becoming, you need to understand this is the red pill, these girls are only becoming because their parents have not taken care of them, they have not teach them, they have not educated them. And even if they got educated, let's say, but as I have already told you the reality of this world, that you will be finding in schools, even you will be finding that people are getting, if they get into bad company, then the entire, if their circle are is consisting of some bad apples, then the mind of the innocent ones will be getting deteriorated. So this is also one thing. Even though they are having education, then also the circle must be good. And that is the main reason why I am always telling to be red pill. That is the main reason why I am always telling. Because even if somebody said that, yes, Ted, whatever, the way you said that, I have educated my girl child, but now I am also facing these issues, like becoming prostitute, and then sex slaves, and watching all the time nonsense that is porn, and all that bullshit that is evil, that is wrongly deeds. Now I'm doing my girl child and even my children are doing that. So why this is happening? You say that it will be enough, but I have not said that it is enough. So you need to understand, I am telling that education, getting educated is one of the prerequisite, and that is a topic, that whether we should educate our girl child or not. But I am not saying that's enough. I am never saying, and I will never say, that is enough. Enough means when you are red pilled, then it's enough. But that is also not enough at certain point of time. Now what is that time? That time is if you are consistently in the pathway of liberation, in the pathway of, that is also termed as moksha. If you are always moving ahead in that zone, then there is no point in which you will be fall down. Because even if you will fall down, then again you will get up because you know the way. But if you are blue-pilled fool, then you never think of these kind of ways. Rather, you will be thinking of evil ways, because as I have already told you the truth, this world is getting deteriorated as time is getting ahead. And also one thing I have already mentioned, that we are constantly being always what I say, that that means negative force is always trying to control us 90% of the times. Because as I have already told you the truth, that is this material world is a world of negative forces. As I have already told you the truth, in this world you won't be finding positive force, because the positive force lives in heaven, So not in this material world or not in hell. So you won't be finding positive force here, but you can get the grace of positive force here through meditation and through being red pill and doing the things that are understanding the things, what is wrong and what is right. Sometimes it become difficult, I know, I can understand, but that is not an excuse to be on the path of evil. See, you have to cut the wings of this negative force. This is a very important thing to understand. And this is the podcast. If you are using it wisely, listening to each and every episode, then soon you will be realizing that by listening to this podcast, and there are lots and lots of podcasts, like I have already mentioned, like AJ Hawk podcast. So, and there is also one, I have already mentioned one, two recommendations for you all, that you episode that you can look. So if you are listening to Red Pill people, then you will be finding that they can help you to cut the wings of the negative forces. Because it's very important, because you need to understand one thing, that both positive forces and negative forces are spirits. So they can influence our mind, because spirit can come inside a body and then go out, or come in our mind, throw some idea and then go out. Sorry. So this thing can happen, but if you're red pill and constantly being in touch with God, then chances are that you will be escaping this world. So that's about it. So let me wrap it up now. So okay, bye bye.